Join now as we continue our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. We're joined this morning by Ron Peterson, President and CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center, Barney Larry, Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Sonny. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Ron, let's start with you. Do we have an update on those latest statewide numbers?
We do, Sonny. And, you know, I think everybody's hearing that nationally we're at a peak and an all-time high. And I think when we're at a peak in July, nationally, Arkansas was not necessarily at a peak, but we're there. And so we definitely have COVID in Arkansas, and we definitely have COVID in Baxter County and the surrounding areas. And so for the state, we have a total of 124,225 cases since March tested positive, but we do have 12,874 active cases, and that is very high for the state. Hospitalizations, we have several new hospital midnight records that have been set in the last day or two. We have a high of 810 hospitalized patients across the state right now. Yesterday, we had a high of the highest increase in one day at 38. We have the highest number of ICU beds related to COVID or COVID patients in ICU beds right now at 296. And we have the lowest number of available ICU beds across the state at 100. So there are still 100 beds out there, but that is our lowest that we've seen in the state. And also, our EDs seem to be very busy, and we have the lowest number of ED beds available across the state right now also. And we are seeing that trend here in Baxter County. We're seeing that there's a total number of 969 positive cases here in Baxter County, and currently 197 active cases, and so that is at a high. If you look at kind of the six county area here in Arkansas, we're at 3,090 total cases and 561 active cases. If you look at Baxter Regional as a system, the numbers kind of change how we say this now, but we've tested 9,674 individuals. We've had a total of 591 test positive. Last few days, we've definitely had several that have tested positive. We've had a total of 137 admissions to the hospital. Currently, we have 20 patients in the hospital, and this is our sixth consecutive day of 20 or more patients in the hospital. We do have five of those in the ICU and one on a ventilator. And, you know, I always report employee numbers, Sonny, and we've had 135 employees test positive, and 50 of those are currently positive and are at home, obviously, in isolation, and 21 of those are RNs.
Well, Ron, with this surge in hospitalizations and so many employees out with COVID-19, is the hospital having to make any adjustments to care for COVID-19 patients?
You know, we are working with our physicians to postpone overnight stay non-emergent surgeries for the next few days, and we're going to reevaluate that at the end of the week. But we feel that our capacity here, because of the number of nurses and other employees that are out, is getting stretched, and we want to make sure that we can provide high-quality care to our patients and keep both the patients and our staff safe. And so we've tried to work with physicians and try to put a limit on, again, our overnight stay non-emergent surgeries for the next few days.
With today being Veterans Day, can you talk about how the Mission Act has impacted area hospitals' ability to care for the VA patients?
You know, Sonny, I would first of all like to say thank you to our veterans, because we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to live in this free country, and we know that we wouldn't have that freedom without them. And so I first of all want to say thank you. The second thing I'd like to say is that the groundwork for the Mission Act really, in my opinion, got started right here with Dan Hall in Baxter County, and want to thank him for all his efforts and all the other veterans in the area that worked on the Mission Act. But basically what the Mission Act does is it allows, there was kind of a catch in the law, and so it allows veterans to receive care outside of the VA system if that care is not provided in a local area for those veterans. And you may say, well, wasn't that, you know, provided before? And there's kind of a catch, because if you had, like we do in Baxter County, a primary service for the primary care for our veterans, that meant the veterans would have to get all their care through the VA system. So anything that wasn't provided here in the community, they had to go to Little Rock to get. But now with the Mission Act, they can actually utilize the services of Baxter Regional. And we feel very honored and privileged to be able to serve those veterans. And hopefully they feel and see the difference in not having to have to drive 3 hours to get an MRI or having to drive 3 hours to get some type of specialty care. They can get that right here in the community.
Tobias, can you tell us about the community-wide testing event scheduled for this month in November?
Yeah, Sonny, with the uptick in cases and our partnership with UAMS, they're going to come back in November. That's going to be Wednesday, November 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., again at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. And it'll be a very similar setup to what we've been doing in the past with UAMS. We do ask that people bring a phone to register. UAMS will test anyone 16 years or older, and they'll bring about 200 tests up with them. So we monitor that line closely so people aren't having to stay in line too long with, you know, if we run out of tests. And there are no out-of-pocket costs for this. And, again, they will be offering the flu shots with the test, but you do have to get a COVID test to get a flu shot. So, again, that's Wednesday, November 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Baxter County Fairgrounds.
All right, great information, Tobias. Barney, do you have any closing thoughts, sir?
Yes, Sonny, just a couple of things this morning. I think, you know, one of the major determining factors for many of our residents actually to move to our area was the quality of health care provided by Baxter Regional Medical Center. You know, we have some of the best physicians and the nurses and support staff and volunteers here in America, right here at Baxter Regional. You know, actually over the past 7 months, our staff has been addressing daily and preparing for the attack of this virus. You know, I wouldn't want to be any other place in America than right here, Sonny, to face the virus, right here in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Our community over the past few months has given us tremendous support. Every day I'm asked, well, what can we do? And I think, I feel like there's just two things that we can do as a community. First of all, please wear your mask. Yesterday, the CDC had supporting evidence that a mask protects both the wearer and family and friends and others around them. We can actually contain this virus, Sonny, if we just you do one simple thing as wearing a mask. And then secondly, I think, but most importantly, we need your prayers. Our community believes in prayers. God answers prayers. God has given us the resources, the people to take care of this virus, and now he needs to give us the strength to use these resources. We seek your prayers as a community, and we'll get through this as a hospital. That's my thoughts this morning, Sonny.
Well, thank you for your time, gentlemen. I hope you have a great day. I know you're all working hard over there fighting this virus.
Thank you,
Sonny.